Welcome to Talks from the Bible. For thou wilt not leave my soul in hell, neither wilt thou suffer thine Holy One to see corruption. Psalm 16:10. In the Sermon on Pentecost, Peter quoted this passage from the Old Testament as a prophecy concerning Jesus Christ and his resurrection from the grave. He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. Acts 2:25-31. Early on the first day of the week, the third day following the crucifixion, Mary Magdalene had gone to the tomb of Christ. She saw the stone, which had been placed to seal the tomb, was removed, and the body of Jesus was not present. She ran to inform the disciples, and they followed her to the empty tomb of Jesus. His body was not present, for he was raised. Hallelujah! Death has been conquered. The tomb where you and I will lie will one day be empty. Jesus Christ has gone into the tomb of death and has come forth, conquering the enemy of darkness. The resurrection of Christ announces to the world, fear not. Christ, as he had promised, has been raised from the dead, and the temple of his body has been rebuilt. Jesus would make his appearance to the disciples to confirm for them the promise that he had made and the conquest that he had now completed. His words had been, destroy this temple, and in 3 days I will raise it up. John 2:29. As he walked with some disciples, he inquired of them about news that had just come to pass. They informed him concerning Jesus of Nazareth, which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how the chief priests and our rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Luke 24:18-21. Following his resurrection, Jesus would make several appearances to his disciples to confirm their faith and to establish his deity that would be proclaimed to the world. Jesus would show to them the scars of the crucifixion and the wound from the sword in his side. With Thomas, all could confess, my Lord and my God, John 20:28. The word spoken by Jesus in the temple was announced as truth by the apostles as they proclaimed, this Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we all are witnesses, Acts 2:32. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.